Should Dominic Cummings be going?
Hello, and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. Dominic Cummings is in the press again, but all for the wrong reasons. Now, he has defended his decision to travel over 260 miles to be near his relatives, yet we still are in coronavirus lockdown. This is a man who has been advising the government for many, many years. But is now this the time that he should be going? Well, perhaps this does raise a simple point. Illegal comings and goings. The path of least resistance is to keep your social distance. But when you insist on coexistence, it will threaten everybody's existence. Clergyman Pete,
oh dear,
has this man now put himself at risk, let alone the rest of the country?
Well, Dominic Cummings is a character who's had such a large influence on the country through his advisory capacity to the current Prime Minister. But even before that, in his major role in the Brexit campaign, the Leave Europe campaign, and before that as an advisor to Michael Gove, you know, still a government minister. So it's interesting to talk about whether he should go, whether he's causing trouble by his reaction to the one of the policies that he was part of formulating, to it, the lockdown, the national lockdown, as we tend to calling it. You're meant to stay in your home. This has been the case. There have been changes, but for some time was you need to stay in your home unless you leave for a specific purpose to get food, etc. But apart from that, you should stay in your home. And he made a bit of a long jaunt. Should he go? Well, all I'll say at this stage is that other people who have broken the rules, the guidelines, and I guess you could say it's part of law in that a bill was put through. Should he go on that basis when others have gone? Well, the other people who went did something slightly different, but it does seem that it's going to be difficult going forward. This is my take on it. His trip, which was, I think, 240 miles to take his... 260 miles. Oh, that makes all the difference.
And
get rid of him. No, he's then off 260 miles to take his child. Seems reasonable. Here's the situation in case the listeners are not up on this story. Are bored to tears by it, maybe. But I'm going to tell you anyway. Dominic Cummings took the trip to take his child to be with his parents. Because both he and his wife had the symptoms of coronavirus and the child needed looking after. That was the situation. He felt that he and his wife wouldn't be able to look after the child, and the child needed looking after. That was the reason for the trip. However, there have been new witnesses of Dominic Cummings' comings and goings, which pour a little bit of cold water on the claims that that's all he did. He was spotted at a well-known tourist spot having a bit of a day out, 30 miles away from, you know, where he drove to. So he's gone there, then he's gone out again to a popular destination for tourists, which would have been fine at any other time of year, but if that was him, again, it's someone saying that they saw him, not necessarily true, but Robin Lees, a retired chemistry teacher, says he saw him and his family. It looked like him, and he had a wife and a child like he has. That's the sort of level of the witness, but it does cast a little bit of doubt on whether he is trustworthy. So, I don't know. I think the jury's out as to whether he should go.
Well, this is something that is going to probably run for a little while, but I'm also going to turn to Ian Blackford, because he's always good for a quote, isn't he? This is the SNP's Westminster, Westminster's leader. And he has said, this is a matter of leadership and judgment for the Prime Minister, who must prevent lasting damage to his government and his own reputation. The point being here is that Dominic Cummins is not a stranger to controversy. Now, it's interesting that going into the 2019 general election, of course, he was very much an architect of Boris Johnson's success. But what I do know that the public have a very strange view of him. They see him as this sort of a rather sort of Machiavellian character, almost a demon-like character. In fact, I was very amused by the effigy of Cummings, which had little horns on him, with his name Demonic Cummings, which I thought was quite witty for some. But the point here is that many people disagree with his political stance and certainly the way that he had perceived to be able to dictate the directions in which Boris Johnson and his cabinet is going. Is the man given too much power? That's often one of the things that many people have criticised. Now, it's all about judgment. I do actually, ironically, and very strangely on this occasion, do agree with Ian Blackford. It is a matter of judgment. And what we're seeing here is an unprecedented time. COVID-19 is something extremely serious. We've seen, you know, thousands of people die. So, in light of respect of the government's wishes to look at social distancing, perhaps that whilst Mr. Cummins probably does have a point that if his wife is perhaps suffering from this disease, yes, he needs to think about that very carefully and what he does. But travelling over 260 miles is probably not a sensible thing to do. But to your other point, he has been seen out and about. And is it now a case that perhaps some people feel that they're above the law? And I suppose it's about being accountable, isn't it? Is this something that is just going to be swept under the carpet and it's just going to annoy the general public? Or is Boris Johnson going to step forward and say, enough is enough, and he's gone too far? Who really is in charge? And I think this is one of the things that's slightly worrying people, because Boris Johnson's got a lot on his plate. The economy is on its knees. We've got people dying in the country, and there are issues still to be resolved with Brexit. But is he strong enough to get rid of Dominic Cummings? Is it really now we're starting to see that maybe Dominic Cummings can get away with anything?
Yes, I mean, the political issue is exacerbated by the fact that Dominic Cummings is seen as the power behind the throne, or at least he was.
Yes,
he
was seen master as often.
Yeah, yeah. So it has been a problem for Boris Johnson. Now, partly, I think, because Dominic Cummings was ill when Boris Johnson was ill, but it's taken him out of the picture as well. And the focus has leapt onto Boris Johnson, sadly, while he wasn't very well, so he hasn't come across that well. He's come across as a bit bumbling. Now, I know you may think, well, he's always been bumbling. Well, he was managing to escape that, but it's come back in force with his suffering from the COVID-19 disease. So with Cummings being out of the way for a bit, it's not quite so bad. But the fact that he is being supported so strongly by the Prime Minister, I think doesn't look good for the Prime Minister, because it seems as though he can't do without him. No, as Prime Minister, you say, well, no one is not expendable. Everyone needs to work for the good of the country, or they're gone. And so that should be his position.
Yes.
Now, it may well be his position. It may be just the way it appears. But in his support for Dominic Cummings, I don't think that in the end that he will have to go. I don't think that he will go. And I think that, as I say, the jaunt across the country, I don't think it was wrong. His way, I think. Well, people are talking about travelling to different areas. Are you going to take the disease into different areas? I don't think that that is the issue. If you don't get out of your car, you know, you just go to one place, dump the child. There were a few different interactions, but overall, it's unlikely to have caused harm. The problem is not that whether it really caused harm, but it's the image that it casts of someone appearing to believe that they're above the law, and then having so much power over the Prime Minister that he doesn't dare get rid of him. That's the problem. It's a political issue rather than a medical issue, I think.
Well, that's true. In fact, senior government members have rallied around Mr. Cummings on social media. Now, again, not surprisingly, that Michael Gove, yes, as a cabinet office minister, has actually rallied and tweeted, "Caring for your wife and child is not a crime." No, we agree with that, Mr. Gove. However, what we're saying is the judgment of the manner in which Cummings himself decided to resolve the problem. And I think that's the point. These individuals are under close scrutiny. And it's anyone who is in the media spotlight is always going to find themselves criticised for something that they do, where perhaps there's a little bit of bandwidth in terms of, are they doing the right thing, are they doing the wrong thing? On the one thing, yes, Dominic Cummings is trying to protect his family. Absolutely. But did he need to do it in this way? You're right about the political thing. This is now becoming a political football, and it's being kicked about. And I think that if Cummings himself doesn't come out, for example, and start to say, "I'm sorry, I took the wrong decision. I shouldn't have done that. I should have tackled it in a different way," maybe people might have a little bit more sympathy for him. So I think it's more around the sensitivity of what's happening with the coronavirus, the fact that other individuals, such as we know, Scotland's former chief medical officer, Catherine Calderwood, and the lead scientist, Professor Neil Ferguson, who were also guilty of travelling during the lockdown restrictions, they resigned and they accepted the situation. Maybe because of their political influence, they weren't able to sort of fight their cause, but nevertheless, they left their roles. So should Cummings also be in a position where he acknowledges where there is wrong? I think that what will happen is, if he stays, I think this will just fuel the Labour Party's opportunity to just show what this government is all about. It's basically a puppet government. And I think that it also plays into some of the other challenges. If I sort of call upon some of the controversies that have sort of surrounded Cummings. So one of the things that was interesting is that Cummings himself, who has various investments, incidentally, and no surprise there for somebody of his stature. And he, in the past, and I think this is leading a couple of years ago, he was accused of hypocrisy not long after his appointment to the government, when it was revealed that a farm that he co-owned had received just over £230,000. And this was in EU farming subsidies. Now, Cummings had previously described such subsidies as absurd, complaining that some of them were handed out to very rich landowners to do stupid things. Those were his words. Now, that's fine. But then we start to sort of go on that he's had lots of wranglings with your hero, Nigel Farage, on the Leave and the Remain saga, and that in itself has caused much angst. According to Politico, Cummings played a role in the Conservative Party's victory in the election, and that was good for, obviously, the Conservative Party. But many people believe that he's just becoming too powerful. And I suppose that this is really now the question, where at times when we need strong decisions from the actual leaders, i.e. Boris Johnson, I think that Mr. Johnson, in my opinion, has to show some form of strength. Now, if he doesn't get rid of him, he's got to sideline him, or at least be seen to taking some form of action. Because I think that otherwise, I think he puts him in a weak position. And yeah, that's yeah. Where I think I come to your point, which is that on the political scale, it's bad timing, where really Johnson could have done without it.
Yeah, so just to reiterate my point, we're slightly differing on this. My point initially is that the drive across the country, I don't think was wrong. I would be uncomfortable about him being dismissed for that, but I would like to see him go. I see the political problems, and it may be that causes him to be sidelined. I don't think he'll go in the sense that he'll be sacked. And I don't want to see him sacked. That's what I'm saying about, you know, he shouldn't lose his job necessarily, but as being the chief advisor, the one who seems to be, as you say, the power behind the throne, is an issue. And I just don't see him being the person who has the skill set. I think he's good at campaigning. I think that's his skill.
Yes.
And he was very good at getting, basically, advising on how to get the Tories into power. And he was very good advising on the Leave campaign. And he just has that ability in campaigning. I don't think he has the same sureness of touch when it comes to actual governance. And I'd like to see him, as you say, sidelined, taken away, maybe working in a different area of government. You know, I think it would be unfair to say, right, he's got to sack him, he's got to lose his job. He has stuff to offer, but particularly when it comes to campaigning, maybe when it comes to the next election. But as to him advising on policy, I think he's a bit of a mixed bag when it comes to that. He certainly, and I can't explain this, Mark, but he's not taking on board the complete Mark and Pete mantra on how to run government, which, for those of you who have listened through this far for the podcast, well, you need to go to our other podcast to find that out, exactly what that is. But we do spell it out in much detail, exactly what we think. But the approach that we take is not that, it's not that dissimilar, but it does more on the side of freedom, including free trade, of emphasising local government, local decisions, local taxation, and in fact small local companies being supported, localism being very important, and long-term planning, neither of which do we really see in how the government is laying out its policies, apart from certain long-term aims like let's have no petrol cars after a certain date. Just weird things. no real structured aims. When I'm talking about aims, when we're talking about aims, we don't mean sort of vague aspirations. We mean actual solid aims with steps towards that aim that you can actually achieve. So in those differences with Dominic Cummings, I don't see him as someone who would be taking the country in terms of policy in the way that we at Mark and Pete would like. I think he'd be better off somewhere else. But it may be that this is an opportunity, you know, to force him into that position, because he'll go kicking and screaming if you're trying to take him away from the ear of the Prime Minister. So it may be a political opportunity to do that, in which case, yeah, go for it.
Well, I must admit that you're right in the sense that he is a campaign specialist. Mm-hmm. What worries me, even on that level, is that he has attended many meetings on the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, the SAGE group. Now, this is the scientific body which gives independent advice that shapes the government's coronavirus response on matters. And whilst necessarily that obviously the final policy decisions would have been made by scientific specialists and ultimately the cabinet, he was aware of the policies, and he was also aware, probably more aware, I would guess, than most, of the challenges around coronavirus and the do's and don'ts. And so it does puzzle me a little bit that even knowing that maybe technically what he did probably would not have put other people at risk, it was always going to be a media frenzy by simply putting himself in that situation. The media are a scrutinizing mob, and they were almost inevitably going to expose something like this, you know, under the current circumstances. So I think it was, again, back to the point of judgment. I would agree that maybe what Boris Johnson should think about now is sidelining him in another campaign capacity. And I do definitely agree, especially where the government turns its attention to Brexit, i.e. longer-term strategic problems that lie ahead, I would be worried if Cummings was leading the charge, because yeah. I don't think that he has the political acumen. And more importantly, is I don't think he understands the complexities of international law international trade, and that's where I would worry that in the shaping of long-term policy, which is what the government has to turn to now, especially in light of what we've seen in 2020, we need some competent and experienced business people, let alone politicians. So for me, I think this is why the call, I guess, is for Johnson and his close cabinet ministers to think, well, is now the time that Cummings should be going? So, listeners, what do you think? Do you have a view on this? I mean, maybe you think that there is nothing wrong with what Cummings did. Maybe his behavior perhaps sort of makes people think, well, look, it doesn't really matter. Just go out and about and forget about the lockdown. Maybe you've got a different view on that. Or maybe now you think that actually Dominic Cummings sticks in your craw and this is the time to see him go. Log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts. Well, I'm sure that Mr. Cummings will be glued to this particular episode of the Mark and Pete Show. Well, all I'll say is join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.